This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Shame on Russia! Shame on Russia! Stop your genocide in Ukraine!
Hundreds of people gathered in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to protest the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Ukrainians living in the United States were joined by people from across the globe in rejecting Moscow's aggression toward Ukraine. The ambassador of Ukraine to the United States, Oksana Marikova, noted that Ukraine on Friday marked the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
But we are not talking about that today. We are talking about 365 days of heroic, almost impossible fight. Ukrainians put defending our homes, loved ones, our independence, our dignity, our sovereignty, freedom and democracy.
Russian troops have destroyed Ukrainian cities, set a third of the population to flight, and left streets littered with corpses in towns that they occupied and lost. Moscow calls the war a special military operation and denies committing war crimes. On Friday, the United States pledged $2 billion in weaponry for Kyiv and new sanctions against Russia aimed at undermining Moscow's ability to wage war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday urged the European Union to keep increasing pressure on Moscow, even as the bloc adopted a 10th package of sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. In his nightly video address, Zelensky called on the EU to impose restrictions on Russia's nuclear industry, in addition to its latest sanctions, which target Russia's banking sector and its access to electronic components and specific rare earth materials. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Turkey has arrested 184 people suspected of responsibility for the collapse of buildings in this month's earthquakes, and investigations are widening, a minister said Saturday. Anger is simmering over what many see as corrupt building practices. Overnight, the death toll from the earthquakes, the most powerful of which struck overnight on February 6th, rose to 44,128 in Turkey. That took the overall number of deaths in Turkey, combined with neighboring Syria, to more than 50,000.
493, 494, 495, 496.
Supporters of Nigeria's main opposition candidate gathered in Lagos as the vote count began in presidential and parliamentary elections on Saturday. In Nigeria, excited fans of Peter Obi chanted and counted along with officials after a day marked by long delays at some polling stations. Obi is popular among young voters and stands against 17 other candidates vying to succeed President Muhammadu Buhari. His main rivals are former Lagos Governor Bola Tinubu and former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. By evening, some polling stations were already counting ballots, while voting was still going on at others and had not taken place at all elsewhere. Some voting was now expected to take place on Sunday. Speculation has flared up about food shortages in North Korea as its top leaders prepare to meet over the country's agricultural policy. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
While experts say there is no sign of mass death or famine, unconfirmed reports say an unspecified number of North Koreans have died of hunger. An enlarged plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party is slated for late February. Its specific agenda is unknown, but party officials have said that a turning point is needed in order to push through radical change in its agricultural development. Without a resolution, experts say leader Kim Jong-un would not have public support for his nuclear weapons program. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities in Cameroon say at least 19 people were injured in an explosion at a sports event in southwest Cameroon. Nine athletes competing in the Mount Cameroon Race of Hope were injured, as well as 10 civilians, including a baby. The annual race was celebrating its 50th anniversary with more than 550 athletes from 13 countries taking part. And a slow-moving winter storm intensified over the U.S. state of California Friday, triggering the first blizzard warning in parts of Los Angeles in 30 years. It also created the extraordinary sight of snowflakes swirling around the iconic Hollywood sign. California snow is the heaviest in the Cascades, Sierra Nevada, and coastal mountains. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.